You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and coming up, we'll put some words on a low-consonant diet. Plus, we'll pit author Daniel Okrent against NPR's very own sports guru Mike Pesca in the puzzle hot seat. But joining us right now are our next two contestants, Denise Grab and Mike Sherratt. Hi. You guys are hugging. You're already pals.
We are.
We're besties.
How do you feel about animals? Denise, any pets?
I don't have any pets. I think we have some spiders I've been finding around my house. I don't know if those count.
Do you name them, the spiders?
Depends on how I'm feeling that day. If I'm feeling a little lonely, yeah.
Oh. Mike, do you have any pets?
I do. I have two English bulldogs. One is named Jeter, and I think it's named after a Met, but I'm not sure. And the other one is Jahira. Took her from a very bad family and put her into a great family, and that family also accepted me into it. And so both of us are doing very well, thank you very much.
Oh, good. This game is called Imperial Pets. When it comes to pets, it's hard not to treat them like little furry versions of yourself. Just ask Katy Perry, who fondly named her cat Kitty Purry. That is true. So in this game, we're going to ask you to create adorable pet versions of historical world leaders, which will be an animal-based pun on the world leader's name. So puzzle guru John Chinesky, can you please give us an example?
Sure. If we said, this fickle feline brought communism to China and was its most fearsome leader until he passed away in 1976, you would say, Chairman Meow.
Ring in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Reviled by his cousin Mickey during World War II, this right-wing rodent made the trains run on time in Italy. World leader? Yeah. Denise?
Benito Mussolini?
That is great. Well done. Feeling pretty good about yourself right now? That was pretty great, right, to get that? I saw you look up to the heavens. The heavens gave you the answer, and then you delivered. After he succeeded Boris Yeltsin as Russia's top dog in 1999, he's enjoying hunting without a shirt. Luckily, the poofy haircut on his head, ankles, and buttocks keep him warm.
Vladimir Putin.
Do you want to give me that again, Mike?
Poodleton?
You know what? We'll take it. Vladimir Poodleton, sure.
When he was dictator of Cambodia, this brutal parrot kept saying he wanted crackers for the Khmer Rouge all the time. Denise.
Polly Pot.
Polly Pot. That is right. It's getting easier on you guys. It's getting easier. Always yelping about her godly visions, this poor puppy was burned at the stake by the French, or the Frenchies, after she led them to victory over the English. Mike.
Who is Joan of Arc?
Joan of Arc, that is correct.
We do want to remind you, you are not on Jeopardy.
Yeah, you don't have to start with who is.
Thank you. Yeah.
A lot more is at stake here. Just remember that. This tough-talking aquatic pet almost didn't become the first female prime minister of Israel after she was caught canoodling with a scuba diver in her bowl. Denise.
Goldfish Meir.
Goldfish Meir is correct. Also, her actual nickname. I don't know if you know that. This is your final question. Despite a devotion to Buddhist principles of peace, this spiritual ruler of Tibet is known to spit like a camel. Denise.
Who is?
That was Denise.
Dalai Lama?
Dalai Lama, that's right. John Chinesky.
Well, that was a great game, but the best in show, at least for this game, is Denise. Nice work.
Congratulations, Denise. Thank you so much, Mike. Denise, you'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.